Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on a very, very packed Monday. Just a reminder, when we leave here at 8 o'clock, we'll turn it over to the Bills and the Jets on Monday Night Football. You know, when you play high school football, there's a lot of pressure on you. And obviously, if your dad happens to be the head coach, a little bit more pressure is put on you because you want to perform. You want to show that, hey, you belong. Matt DeBuck, the head coach, a veteran head coach over at Cardinal Gibbons in Fort Lauderdale, had his one son play for him, Trey. He's at University of Florida, South Florida, as a long snapper. Now he has another one, a senior wide receiver. A kid has really, really improved quite a bit over the last couple of years and now is headed towards college. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Trent, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, obviously, right off the bat, we'll ask you. I mean, you've been around football all your life, and you've watched, you know, you've watched your dad coach, you watch your brother play. So now is your time. You're a senior. This is something that you've worked hard for. You didn't take it for granted that your dad was a head coach. You probably worked as hard as anybody in the off season. You went to camps. You did everything possible. Played in 7-on-7s. Talk about the, if there is pressure, the pluses and minuses of being the head coach's son.
Well, obviously, there's always that extra pressure from the doubters saying that you only get things because of your dad and things like that. But there are also some good perks, you know. You know things a little bit sooner sometimes, and you get to learn the playbook better. Like, that's definitely the plus. But I think the pressures, they definitely add up, but if you're mentally tough enough, which I've been trying to improve on since my freshman year till now, I think it gets a lot easier when you just take out that on the field is the coach, not your dad.
Right. And, you know, the one thing that, as you said, you can silence all the doubters is that your work ethic. And I've watched you. You work as hard as anybody out there. You lead by example. You show, you know, a lot of the younger kids coming up. How much do you relish that? Because, you, like I said, you've been around this program longer than anybody on that football field on your team now. So, you know, what is expected of this program. You watch your dad win 3 state championships. You watch this program grow. You saw a lot of these kids go, you know, from high school on to the next level. Talk about that, because I think there's got to be a lot of pride playing for a program like this, you know, especially the past and all the success it's had.
Yeah, obviously watching those state championship teams, I learned a lot from just coming in early, staying late, watching as much film as possible, and just working your tail off. You know, some of these guys that I've talked to that have graduated and watched play at high college teams, they've talked to me about my dad and talked to me how to deal with him on the field before I even thought about playing football for Gibbons, before I even thought about high school. I was watching these guys get screamed that by him. I was mentally preparing a lot sooner than I probably should have been. But
yeah,
I always say, like, no one's going to outwork me on my team, any another team. And that's just something my dad's instilled in me growing up, that you have to work harder than everyone. You have to show that you're better than everyone. You just have to put your nose down and grind. And obviously there's going to be bad days, good days, but when you stack enough good days, it's going to work out for you. And that's just what I think the Gibbons culture is. Put your nose down, be the underdog, just keep pounding away. And I think that's what the main thing he's showed me. And I think a lot of kids from Gibbons have taken that to heart, and that's why there are so many that have made it to the next level, including, like you said, my brother.
Yeah. No doubt. Trent DeBuck joining us, senior wide receiver at Cardinal Gibbons. This is a team, obviously, you know, a couple of losses early on that has an opportunity to finish strong, win the district, get themselves in a top four position when playoffs come. Talk about that, because I think that, you know, a lot of people now just see Gibbons over the last couple of years and, you know, I mean, hey, listen, they're not as strong as they were, but this is a young team. This is a team, obviously, where your role becomes more important, because you have a lot of sophomores and juniors in the lineup that haven't gone through what you've gone through. Talk about that, because I think that's important for you to be somebody that these guys can, you know, look up to, especially when you're going through a process on your own, because obviously you would like to play this game at the next level, and you know you're doing what you can to get, you know, to let colleges see what you're all about. Talk about all that, because there's a lot going on. You want to, do you know, look out for Trent DeBuck, but at the same time, being a team guy, you have to kind of lead the way for the younger guys.
Yeah, obviously we took those two the second loss was a heartbreaker at the end, but you know, we took a bad loss at the beginning. And after that, I feel like our team, I wouldn't say we were distant, but we came together more. And that was our senior captains and our senior leaders, including myself, instilled in our team where we needed to be closer. We needed to play for one another a little bit more. And we are doing that. And yeah, like you said, we have a younger team. Like our quarterback, Jaden, he's a junior, but he's playing really well. He's getting me the ball, which I can't be mad about. But like you said about not being selfish, but also looking out for myself, like obviously I love catching the ball and I love that, but obviously I got to block too. Like that's something our coaches are big on too. If you don't block, you don't get the ball. So I always try to help the other guy next to me, including our running backs, other younger receivers. It's starting, we're trending in the right direction and towards the postseason.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's but speaking about yourself, you're trying to sell yourself. There's colleges looking. I know that places like Eastern Kentucky and Samford are two of the programs. What do you have to offer the next level? You get it done in the classroom, obviously. You have a lot of experience on the football field, but I'm a college coach. What are you telling me that you bring to the table?
Oh, I would say I would bring a guy that will put his body on the line, catch everything thrown at him, make the tough catches that other people won't make, get yak after the catch. Not one person won't bring me down. It's going to take more than that. I would tell you I have good speed, and then I'm a physical at the line of scrimmage. But I would also say I'm a good locker room guy. I'm always going to look out for my teammates, my coaches. I'm always going to have that brother mindset in mind where I'm going to look out for you, you look out for me. And I'm a hard worker. You won't have to worry about me off the field. I would just say I'm a pretty straight arrow.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'll get them done for you.
Yeah, you live that boring life, which is, listen, that's probably the safe thing to do. I mean, you look at a lot of these guys. When you look at receivers, whether it be college or pro, who do you like to watch? You know, not that you are like them, but you just like to watch the things they do. As you mentioned, blocking is important to you, especially, you know, that's what college coaches are going to look at when your number's not called, that you're out there beating the defense to a pulp. Who do you look at, and maybe on a Saturday or Sunday, and say, you know what, I like that game?
I would say a lot like Wes Welker and Julian Edelman, because we run a certain offense, and I'm in there kind of the same roles of the crossing routes, the blocking, stuff like that. But in college right now, that's tough. There's a lot of great receivers. I kind of just watch everyone and try to take pieces from all their game and add it to mine.
Yeah. Do you ever look at, like, Xavier Restrepo, who's a Broward County guy?
All the time. He's a great receiver. I watched him play against USF, and he was tearing him apart.
And here's a guy, too, that has had Trent had to work his butt off to get where he's at. I mean, he's relentless. He runs tremendous patterns. He's got great hands like yourself. But that's a guy I see you a lot like, because you're going to get bigger and stronger, you know, as time comes on. And that's what he's done. And, you know, I talked to Mario Cristobal the other night at the St. Thomas Cardinal Gibbons game, and that's the one thing he talked about. He says that his work ethic is something that he's never seen before. And I know you believe in that system too, being around the game, that you know what it takes to do the same thing. But I appreciate you, man, for taking some time. I've watched your entire career. I remember when you were a youth guy. I remember when you held the football on the sideline, and you and your brother, and certainly growing out around the game. And thanks so much for taking the time. We'll definitely see you in the playoffs.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Good stuff. Trent DeBuck, Cardinal Gibbons senior wide receiver. great guy, great family, great supportive family. You know, mom's always at the games, and certainly the entire family gets to go up to when USF plays. I know they were in Orlando this week when they played against Memphis.